Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes, a Sylacauga native, military veteran, combat veteran, a retired brigadier general. And on the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Today, we're gonna take a look at the events of the 11th of September in 2001, particularly as this is the season when we begin to think about that attack on the homeland. And today, it's named Patriot Day, so that we remember the events of that attack on the 11th of September in 2001. It's a very personal remembrance for me. And to share the discussion this morning, I've got my good friend David McCurley. David, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a very important day for me as well.
Thank you. As you know, David is the host of McCurley in the Morning on Kix 100.3. And I'll be joining him on his morning ride.
Yep.
So, you know, I reflect back and why we should remember the events of 9/11. And it's for those of us who remember the attacks, it's forever burned in my memory that the homeland was attacked that day.
No doubt about it. And as I reflect back to it as well, Bob, the things that really stand out to me is when you look at a terrorist attack, a lot of times it's on one entity. There's one group of people that is being attacked. But with U.S. American citizens on that day, we were attacked through the air. We were attacked through people who worked at the World Trade Centers, who worked at the Pentagon, people who were just on a normal flight. But then we were also affected through our military, who had to carry out operations from that point on.
Right.
And we can't forget about those first responders that, that also lost their lives.
The heroes that responded in New York City and in Washington, D.C. around the Pentagon that day. The first responders. Yes, the military went on high alert, but those folks, those firemen, those emergency rescue teams.
So when you think about it, we were attacked on all fronts. We were attacked military-wise, civilian-wise, worker-wise.
Well, it was, you know, as you mentioned, terrorists took over airplanes, commercial airliners, and actually turned them into weapons of what I call weapons of mass effect. You know, we're familiar with the term weapons of mass destruction, and there certainly was mass destruction that day, but also a weapon of mass effect because it forever changed many things in our lives as we know them today.
And you mentioned about Kix 100.3, my morning show, country singer Alan Jackson came out with a song not long after that, "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning?" I'll be honest with you, if you were anything over 10, 12 years old in 2001 on September 11th, you remember.
That's right.
You remember where you were at. Well, you remember what you were doing.
Right. And talking about Alan Jackson and the meaningful song that he recorded, "Where Were You?" And then I remember Toby Keith's "Made in the USA."
Yeah.
And, you know, we deployed immediately, began to deploying Air Force Special Operations, as well as the other folks in Joint Special Ops, the Rangers and the Navy SEALs, U.S. Army Green Berets. And when we arrived at we were at a forward operating base, and Toby Keith had just released that song. And every night when we played it in the hangar, I mean, it was just chills would go up and down everybody
and,
there.
Yeah, and it's so funny you mentioned those two songs, especially the one with Alan Jackson. It covered everyone. It didn't matter whether you were a fireman, whether you were standing in line to give blood, whether you were working in New York City. It just didn't matter. Our patriotism, in my opinion, had gotten to a point to where I'm not saying this needed to happen. Certainly we didn't want this to happen, Bob, but almost 3,000 people lost their lives just that day.
That's right.
And that's just unheard of. And when you think about the actual events of that day, you know, everything else stopped.
It did.
I mean, it stopped. There were no more events. Things got canceled.
Well, the president had to land Air Force One.
Yes.
And get on the ground because everything had to stop.
And airline procedures had taken a brand new meaning since that day.
Right.
I mean, you and I, we talk about how long you have to wait to go through lines now.
Well, I know.
And things of that nature. But I really believe that, I'm not saying that the United States and the citizens of America needed this, Bob, but it was a wake-up call.
It was a shock, and it was tragic. Students of terrorism had knew that this was going to happen. It was just a matter of when. Didn't know the time and place. I know all of the arguments and the theories about, well, we had all the information. Yes, there was a lot of information there, but it was not coordinated in such a way that we were ready on that attack the day that it happened. And that's another discussion. It did happen, and it impacted as an attack on the homeland. It was like Pearl Harbor in 1941. 3,000, just under 3,000 people were attacked and killed, and then countless thousands of others impacted by an attack on the United States homeland. And we can't forget that.
And you know, Homeland Security was created
because of
this. It still to this day is something that we need here in this country, because, I mean, let's be honest, too. In today's time, Bob, we've got so many people that want to come and live in the United States of America. Is the greatest country in the world, but we also have to have things in place for this not to happen again and again.
Absolutely.
And again.
Absolutely. Now, my fear is we've stopped a lot of terror attacks.
Mm-hmm.
We can be right thousands of times, but a determined enemy, a determined terrorist threat, only has to be right once.
That's right.
And that we can never forget that.
No, and when you look back at that day, you know, I remember exactly where I was, what I was doing at work. We stopped. It didn't matter whether you were black, white, Mexican, Chicano. It didn't matter. If you're a U.S. citizen, you stopped what you
That's
were doing.
Right.
And you grabbed the hand of the person next to you.
I remember.
And so I've got to ask you, you were in Florida.
I was at Hurlburt Field at Air Force Special Operations Command headquarters.
And I can't imagine your mindset. Yeah. I know you told me, what was the first two things you did?
Well, on that morning, I remember it clearly. I was in the gym because as special operators, we did morning physical training every day. And I was in the gym, and on the television, we had national news playing, and I saw smoke coming out of one of the World Trade Center towers. So immediately I said, wow, that must have been a private pilot or a news helicopter that somehow strayed and crashed into the World Trade Center. And it was only just seconds later that then I saw a commercial airliner flying deliberately into the second tower. And then I knew it was an attack. I knew. So I did two things. One, I went to the phone in the gym, and I called home to my wife, Colleen, and I said, turn the television on. The nation has just been attacked. I don't know anything else other than that, but you need to stay tuned to the television all day. Then I called the unit and the 720th Special Tactics Group headquarters, where I was the commander, and I had the ops center put all hands in the ops center. In 30 minutes, I'll be there. We've got to address the attack that just happened. And we readied from there, and within almost single-digit hours, already began to get troops readied in our special ops business going toward Afghanistan, going toward that area. Of course, we didn't go into Afghanistan right then, but we staged and took the group and four squadrons to be part of several joint special operations task force. So that's burned in my memory forever. And especially this time of year, in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, I go back to remember those days. And then the great Americans that went forward, the great Americans that were here as first responders, and what they did that day and days following.
You know, and I really hate to say this, but for our military and our first responders especially, it took that day to really get to the point to where we appreciate what they do. First responders today, I mean, it's just, it's amazing what they went through that day, because you had heroes who went into that, to those towers before they collapsed, right, not knowing,
and never stopped. They just ran toward the danger to do what needed to be done.
And their future was going to be, it was going to be altered one way or another, whether they lost their life or not.
So So David, as we talk about it, it's important that we remember this, because it was a day, as you and I have discussed, that changed not only the United States of America, but really changed the world forever. And it's affected so much since then. And we remembered that we've got to prevent something like this from happening again, because in the aftermath of that, and this is not a discussion to defend wars or to not defend wars, but it led us into two decades of fighting where a lot of America's sons and daughters went forward. Many did not come home, and many remained affected both physically, emotionally, and mentally from two decades of war. And we can't let that go unnoticed. And not only the military members, but first responders, you know, the families that are still suffering from the tragic attack and the loss of their loved ones in that attack. And that's why we've got to remember this.
And it's hard for me to fathom that it's been 23 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I know that's a long time, but at the same point in time, you talked about how it changed not only the United States, but the world, Bob. I'll tell you this, other countries now, and I don't want to name them one by one, but I know, and I know you know, other countries have taken measures such as the United States has taken to make sure that it doesn't happen to them as well.
Right.
So it did affect the world. But you talked about these sons and daughters who have gone overseas and fought since then. I can remember many people who have been deployed who come back and told me, you know, you're in a foreign land. And you don't know who's an enemy, and you don't know who's not. And you take a gun everywhere you go with you. That's the kind of freedom that we have in the United States.
That we've not got to protect.
That we have to protect. But here's the thing. We can't forget why we're protecting it. And
that's
Patriots
right.
Day is something that I think needs to be the forefront. It's just like Memorial Day. It's just like Veterans Day.
Right.
I mean, we shouldn't forget Patriots Day.
That's right. So the important point is that as we remember this and we go back into our memory, we have to understand to protect and respect the freedom that you just described, that we've got to speak for those particularly who can no longer speak for themselves.
No doubt about
it. Those 3,000 or so folks, just under 3,000 that died that day, the countless number of thousands of people who've been silenced since then and are still carrying burdens, family members that carry, that empty place in their heart for a loved one lost since then and what we've been engaged in. So it's on us.
Yeah.
It's on David and Bob that we speak for all of those people. So David, thanks for joining the Bull Gap Journal this morning.
Oh, I certainly appreciate it. Anytime I can get on the Bull Gap Journal, I know it's going to be great with Bob.
Well, David's my sidekick from Kix 100.3, McCurley in the Morning, and I enjoy these talks.
I do too.
Thanks for joining us on this special edition, the special video podcast of the Bull Gap Journal, where we did talk about Patriot Day and remembering 9/11. If you like what you hear on the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap and learn more.